nature and wildlife and has regenerated parts of the local area where possible. The A6 motorway first opened in the 1960s as a motorway with two lanes in each direction, providing economic growth and prosperity to the local communities, connecting them to wider Germany and beyond. People were excited and incredibly grateful for the investment and opportunities that the new motorway brought. Fast forward to the 2000s, and with the expansion of Europe to the east, the route has become a key east-west transportation link for goods across the continent, with increased traffic volumes. Traffic levels had far outgrown those designed for in the 1960s, leading to consistent congestion, accidents, and increased noise pollution for the local population. The A6 project has provided the ultimate solution. Announced by the German government as a PPP in 2015, construction started in January 2017, and the project was completed recently in December 2022. Replacement of motorway bridges along important transit routes requires construction methods that permit the traffic flows to continue and minimize disruption. While replacement construction concepts with lateral movement of the bridge deck have been executed in the past, it had not been tried for a curved bridge deck with a total length of 1,300 meters before. With the Neckar Valley crossing, this innovative technology was successfully used for a challenging task in terms of bridge deck length and complexity. The project is leading in their use of recycled materials and reusing existing resources with pioneering methods. In line with standard practice in Germany, concrete and steel from the demolition of existing bridges were all recycled where possible. Implementing an innovative pavement design with a high proportion of recycled materials, the contractor reused 100% of the old asphalt pavement, breaking it down and recycling it into the new high-performance road surface material for the new motorway. On the 8th of December 2022, the construction works for the new A6 motorway section between Wiesloch, Frauenberg and Weinsberg were formally completed, which was celebrated with attendance of representatives from the local, regional and central governments.
This project is very important, as it is one of the busiest roads in a federal state. There used to be a lot of accidents because 100,000 vehicles don't fit on the old four-lane motorway. You need at least six lanes. This project brings less congestion and improves traffic flow. This is good for the people, for the freight transport on a national and European level, but also, of course, for the environment.
The road operations team aspire to use the very best of technology to improve the function and operation of the asset. The project has implemented many sustainability measures, such as recycled asphalt, photovoltaic systems on the motorway maintenance depot to charge the electric cars used by the project company, smart infrastructure to receive waste levels via sensors, artificial intelligence for better recording of road conditions, and many, many more. All emissions from the project during the operational phase will be recorded, analysed, and optimised, with the ultimate aim being to reduce CO2 emissions to a net zero level by 2044. The project has improved the noise pollution for the communities along the motorway and has taken extra care of flora and fauna. Examples of the wildlife protection and newly created habitats for the protected hazel dormouse species and includes shelter boxes around the project and on the bridges for local bat colonies to safely roost among the infrastructure. Using the A6 PPP project as a leading example of sustainability in road construction and operation, the German Sustainable Building Council and HOCHTIEF are developing a pilot certification as a guideline for future sustainable motorway projects. By creating new natural compensation areas and expanding the local nature reserves, new and improved habitats have been created to secure a diverse local plant and animal population for the many years to come.